The U.S. Forest Service wants residents to enjoy every inch of Wisconsin's national forest, but not without knowing the signs of a marijuana growing operation. In the last 2 years, two large-scale grow sites were found by hunters, and around 80,000 pot plants were destroyed. Suzanne Flory works with the U.S. Forest Service based in Rhinelander.
These are large money-making operations with armed and dangerous people, so people just need to be more situationally aware as they're out and about on federal land.
Flory says four people have been killed and others injured at similar grow sites in national forests out west. She says the Forest Service is issuing the warning now because this is a time when people head to the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest for things like trout fishing and birding. She says trout fishermen should be especially wary because grow sites aren't usually far from streams or rivers. According to the Forest Service, things to look for include isolated campsites, makeshift shelters, and small clearings pocked with small holes. Flory says there's two things to do if you stumble on a marijuana grow site.
The number one thing that they need to do is leave the area as quickly and quietly as possible, and then second, report it to a local law enforcement agency as soon as they can.
The Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest covers 1.5 million acres in northern and northeastern Wisconsin. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.